This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. ما يهدي الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألم عباد الله سن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد. عباد الله, my dear brothers and sisters, what makes the Muslim community a safer community? What makes the Muslim community a stable community that makes many, many people, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, when they're in trouble, they're looking for safety. They come back to it. And in the recent time in the month of Ramadan, we've seen this in our own community, mashallah, more like a massive conversion, number of people coming to Islam. What makes it safer to people when you ask them what they were looking for? It's one common thing that the Muslim community provides this kind of consistency and stability in terms of its values. Living a life of significant values is important. We're living today in a time that values are ever changing, never stop changing, and we're changing even to the extent we're changing the human fitrah, the nature of mankind, the meaning of being a man, the meaning of being a woman, the meaning of being a child. We lost our minds as humanity today. In this culture particularly. Why? Because we have no stability. We have no set values that we consider sacred. The sacred has been removed from these values. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims are still among those last resorts for people. Because we have what we call them thawabit, stable values. We believe in them and we adhere to them. And we're not going to change these values just because someone thought, you know what, it's a good idea right now to call men women and women women men. And to make, you know, everything change because society is progressing. That's not progression. That's regression. We're going backward in our societies. And alhamdulillah for the blessing of Islam. Say alhamdulillah, jama'ah. We're still among the few people in this world who still go back again to some stable points of references, sets of values, and we're proud to hold on to them. What are the meaning of having values? What do we call these values in Islam? We call them qiyam in the Arabic language. They are called qiyam. The plural of the word qima. What does it mean to say when it comes to the word qima or qiyam? In the Arabic language, from qawama and qiwama and qa'im, and all these words, they come to one particular root that have significant meanings. What are these meanings for the word qima? Number one is actually its value, significant value. If something has significant value, we call it qayyim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Islam what? Deenan qiyama. And in another qiyam, qayyiman, which means of significant value. Anything of no significant value, people don't regard it as important. They leave it aside. And if your values has no significant values, you will leave them aside because you're looking for something more significant, more important to you. And for Muslims, their deen has significant values. The Quran has provided significant values by which you live your life. Being a human in itself is a significant value. We adhere to it and we hold on to it. The second meaning of saying qayyim or qawama in the Arabic language, it means actually from al-i'tidal, which means what? It means actually upright. Something qa'im. When someone qa'im, qa'iman lillah, someone is standing for the sake of Allah, it means upright. Always straight. That's what it means. Today we challenge even the meaning of being straight in this society. Even that has been changed right now and altered. The being crooked becomes the new straight in our time. We hold on to these values of being upright, having the upright character is called istiqamah. That's where the word istiqamah comes from qawama, from qayyim as well too. Because we believe that these values will give you an upright character. And the whole deen was revealed to the world to help people live this upright character. As the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لُؤْتَمِّ مَصَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to people so in order to help them perfect their character. Help them to reach that upright character. And that's very important. The third meaning of the word qawama or qiyama here, or qayyim, it means actually stability. When something is qayyim, has qima, it means actually it's stable. It is stable, and it's permanent, and it's consistent. So that's why we call our values qiyam. Because they're providing you with a blueprint to have an upright character, upright lifestyle. It gives you stability, and it gives you significant value by which you live and you live for. Many, many people today, when they challenge these values, they struggle. They struggle because they're going against the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this creation. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. He made us a challenge over here. He says, listen. He said, listen to me. This is your straight path, the upright one, the most consistent, the one that is solid, that will give you safety. You name it. It's the straight path. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. It's not crooked. He said, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow it. Follow these values. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلِ. Don't go after any of these crooked, you know, paths. Any other alternative ways besides Allah's way, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. It will take you all over the place. You will find no peace. You will find no peace there. And that's what we see today when we allow people to start changing Allah's ways, Allah's sunan, in this society. And people right now, they're changing, they're altering their own biological creation. Or physically, no matter how much you try to mutilate yourself, you're not going to be other than what Allah has created to be. So just an illusion. And right now, subhanAllah, there is no need even for mental illness in facilities anymore. Because it becomes a matter of opinion. It's a matter of taste. And we're falling for this as an entire society. If you follow the path other than the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us will struggle. Not just for those who follow that path. All of us will struggle. And as a Muslim community, we should provide that safety to people. We should remain consistent and call for that consistency. Otherwise, we're going to all struggle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have dignified the children of Adam. Look at this. Allah says, I made you special. I made you a special creation. I called you humans. كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. He says, I made you dignified, I made you special, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We carried you on the land and the earth, on the land and the sea. Like, look, you were able to create things that will take you all over the world, all over the place. You've seen the earth everywhere. And that's, subhanahu wa ta'ala, dignified creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, قَالْ وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We provided for them from all these good things in this creation. And then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I've privileged you. I made you privileged. I gave you a special status above so many of Allah's creation. He speaks about what? Everything else besides human beings. But then what human beings are doing today? They were rejecting that privilege. They don't want to be humans anymore. And they want to alter even the meaning of being a human being. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to having these values, it's extremely important. As a Muslim ummah, we want to adhere to this straight path at least to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more. It's as simple as that. June is coming very soon. And we're going to see crazy things these days. And God knows what's going to happen to our kids who go to school these days. Even as young as kindergartens are being exposed to things that used to be one day, and X-rated things that you have to approve, you have to consent to it before you even be able to see it. And now we expose this to children to that. Providing what is called as brand loyalty from young age, where they get used to it, so it will be a challenge for them in the future. And they're exposing this to our children being exposed to that, whether we like it or not. And subhanAllah, even if you don't see it there, when it's being performed on site, it's actually being now all over the internet. And even those who criticize that stuff, they unfortunately also display it on their own accounts to critique it and to criticize it. But you're going to see it anyway. And that's the challenge of our time, because the society just completely lost it. There are no significant values to live by. These values keep changing and changing. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have that stability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this ummah, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best people ever produced to mankind. The best nation ever to be produced to mankind. For what reason? He didn't say because you believe, because there are so many believers out there. Religious communities, alhamdulillah, still safe haven to many people who are looking for safety in this time. But are you as a Muslim, you have a different degree of safety. What is it? تَأْمُرْنَا بِالْمَعْرُفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. We don't play games with these things. When it's wrong, it's going to be wrong, and we're going to keep saying it's wrong. We're not going to accept that. People, they're trying to push right now, not just a matter of tolerance towards these actions, even if it was approved by law. No, they want to make it recognized, and you're going to be criminalized if you don't actually recognize it for them. And we're not going to accept this. We're going to stand for that which is right, not just because we're Muslims, because we're just humans. It's a matter of common sense. And Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas," the best nation ever produced to mankind. For what reason? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, because you enjoin good and forbid evil. Because you tell when something is right, you say it's right. When something is wrong, you tell them it's wrong. You stand for the right thing. You stand for that justice. Even to yourself and to other people, not just for ourselves, as a Muslim community. Then he said, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. So yeah, there are a lot of faith communities out there, but you are unique because you stand for justice and you speak it out loud and you don't care. Definitely, people are looking right now for stability, for safety. Many people are anxious. They're confused. And subhanAllah, our way as Muslims, help us stay stable. For those brothers and sisters looking for that kind of stability, be careful. I know that nowadays, mashallah, among our young generations, the whole concept of, you know, social justice and equality and so on, it seems to be very appealing, which is true. Which is true. To this moment, it's very appealing and it's true to have, you know, that sense of equality and so on. But at the same time, not on the account of your values and common sense and what is considered right and appropriate or not. Not just because we're Muslim, because we're just humans. We're altering even humanity today. So alhamdulillah, we have our source of values. If someone asks, where do we get our values from? In order for us to all agree on that, we have to go back to those solid resources. The Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of Allah azza wa jalla. What Allah says is right, it's right. What Allah says wrong, it's wrong, no matter what the society says about it today. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he lived his life. He's our best example. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that? He sent it to us for what? Rahmatul alameen, mercy to the worlds. And he says, qudwatun hasana. The best model for you as Muslim, you follow his example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's the one who told us, qal taraktu fikum shay'ain. I left you two things in your hands. As long as you hold on to them, you will never go astray. Kitab Allah wa sunnati. The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, you want to feel safe in this confused society? Go back again to the real resources. Another way we find, alhamdulillah, our own stability in this qiyam, in these actually values, from the ijma' of the ummah, we look at the opinions of the sahaba radiallahu anhum wa ardahum, the best generations, the scholars of the past and the best generation, whatever they agreed on, that's law for us, that's deen that you follow. Because the ummah will never gather together and accept falsehood as part of the deen, never. So therefore, when there's confusion, we go back to these resources. And Allah's command is that we do that. That when we disagree on something, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, you need to refer that back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other thing that would be given to us in order for us to make these stable resources, using our human reason. Reason, yes, it is a source of looking at things and confirming things. But subhanAllah, nowadays it's been misused to the extent it became now more valuable than the wahi, than the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. When people deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deny his right to legislate whatever he wills subhanahu wa ta'ala, they create their own. And if you leave it for people, what do we get? What are we getting today? So brothers and sisters, just make sure as the time progresses today, you go back again to these major stable qiyam, values, and you can find them only in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your religious values. Make sure to stay stable. Bring your family to it. Your children grow with it, inshallah, to grow up with it, bismillah azza wa jal. Whatever darkness around them will be completely dispelled and expelled by the light of guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that in our heart, ya Rabbil Alameen, and show us that which is right and make it easy to follow it, and that which is wrong and stay away from it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, some of the beautiful things about our Muslim values is that comprehensive. They're not just about your relationship, you know, with man, also relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. And when it comes to the relationship with man, it's not just about your interpersonal relationship with people. No, it's about economic values, moral values, you know, emotional values, social values, all these values. Islam covered all these areas. Everything. You have a set of ethics that you need to follow, and it's governed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's role, because He, the one who created, أَلَا يَعْلَوْ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Doesn't He know best, since He's the one who created you? He does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also believe that these values, alhamdulillah, are flexible. What does that exactly mean? They're stable, but it's flexible. I mean, we also consider changes happening in societies, but as long as that change does not contradict with the fundamental values of the Quran and the Sunnah, then we will take him. Once they contradict the strong values of the Quran and Sunnah, we reject them no matter how fancy they sound to people these days. Because that's what's going to create stability for you. Otherwise, that change continue forever and will never find safety in that kind of lifestyle. Brothers and sisters, it's alhamdulillah our values are actually not just flexible, they're also moderate. Moderate. They also take into consideration your real relationship with Allah for the akhirah and also your relationship with the people in this dunya. We care about the dunya as much as also we care about the akhirah, but we know that this dunya is just a test. So we can, inshallah, win that, the prize in the akhirah. May Allah make us among those winners, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, in this time of excessive change, remember that holding on to these precious values is more important for safety. And you shall see, wallahi, you shall see. If the society continues like this, these more troubling times are going to come, and may Allah protect us and protect our families from it, ya Rabbil Alameen. You will see massive conversion. People are going to come back to religiosity. Because nothing human is saving them anymore. Nothing human is going to save them. So they're going to look something that is considered divine. And they're going to look for religion. They're going to look for any religion that provide them with safety and sincerity. Make sure to be there, out there, calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open your heart to them. Talk to them about your deen. Show them to your akhlaq and your manners that this is the best way of living. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the hearts of our people, our community, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the people of our country, ya Rabbil Alameen. Our communities, our cities, we ask Allah to guide their heart to that which is right. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this community from the evil of this time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil that is private or public, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to guard our values, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children, our families, our schools, our lifestyle. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman, our deen for us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma allimna ma yinfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alim al-hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakka anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha mawlaha. Ibadallah, inna Allah malaikatahu salluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأنصار الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة